You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a junior college education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents were old enough to realize Ben Franklin was nuts to fly a kite in a lightning storm. Aristotle was the first to talk about it in his treatise Meteora, circa 350 BC. And since then, it continues to be the topic we talk about most. It's the first thing we ponder when we wake, the first thing we look for on our televisions and our newspapers. It determines how we work and how we play. It has the power to bring happiness and the power to destroy. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's talk about the weather. We'll rock up a storm with Boyd Bennett and lament a stormy Monday with T-Bone Walker. The Drifters will drip drop in, and Winona Carr finds it's raining outside. Hold tight as four winds blow into a tornado with Roy Brown and Dale Hawkins, and Elvis don't care if the sun don't shine, as the Vandellas and Albert Collins are calling for a heat wave and a freeze. Drummer Boyd Bennett and his Rockets were a facsimile of Bill Haley and his Comets, albeit a very good one. Signed to King Records in Cincinnati, it was there the Rockets recorded their big hit, 17, and 1956's Rockin' Up a Storm. Unfortunately, storms dissipate rather quickly, as did Boyd's success, and today his music floats in a fog of relative obscurity.
Rock and rollin', plenty of room. Now we'll get together while still in form.
Winona Carr was Specialty Records' closest thing to Laverne Baker and Ruth Brown. Although she never accumulated the same renown, it certainly wasn't for lack of talent nor ambition. But by the end of the 50s, Carr's transition from the sacred to the secular hit a pocket of low pressure after a two-year bout with tuberculosis, and her career mired in the doldrums. 1955's It's Raining Outside. Roy Brown wrote and recorded 1947's Good Rockin' Tonight, which Winona Harris covered and charted into the troposphere. But Roy maintained a gust of hits until his anemometer stalled in 1952. Dave Bartholomew and Fats Domino offered Roy a composition that Dave first recorded in 1955, and the result was a one-off 1957 hit, Roy's Last, which Fats would later cover and chart into the troposphere. Let the Four Winds Blow.
I like the way you walk, I like the way you talk. Let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you to tell my troubles to. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Have you heard the news? You I'd hate to lose. Come to my side, don't say goodbye. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, let them blow. From east to west, I love you the best. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, blow, blow. From east to west, I love you the best. The way you walk, like the way you talk. Let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you to tell my troubles to. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, let them blow. From east to west, I love you the best. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, blow, blow. From east to west, I love you the best.
In In February 2010, Rock and Rhythm lost luminary Dale Hawkins to cancer. Dale was Chess Records' credible foray into rockabilly via Louisiana. With his southern drawl and a support of guitarists like Jim Burton, Scotty Moore, and Roy Buchanan, Hawkins' classic Susie Q would notch a 5 on the Fujita scale, while 1957's Tornado spun a solid 4.
Just like a tornado whirling around my heart. Hope we're gonna get it, baby, so love can really start. Whirling beauty and charm. Woo! I had been looking around. I know that I couldn't have missed her. Cause when she walked into my life, it was like a full-fledged twister. Just like a tornado whirling around my heart. Hope we don't get baby, so love can really start.
Clone of electric six-string aces stormed out of the late 40s, and its cyclogenesis had a name, Aaron T-Bow Walker, aka T-Bone Walker. Guitarists love to claim to be the first to do this, the first to do that, but only the amplified acrobatic Walker could say with conviction he was first. Walker's influential apex came in 1947 with his self-penned classic, Call It Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray. Thank you. mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. My heart's in misery. Crazy about my baby. Send her back to me.
Musicologists often muse that Elvis stole the thunder of contemporary black artists, but that doesn't explain his sublimation of a Patti Page 1950 pop hit, about as vanilla a song can be, into a steamy slab of shellac one shiny day at Sun Studios in 1954. I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun with the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And the kids and the kids and the kids and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause there's a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if the sleet or snow, a drive-in's cozy when the lights are low. And I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me ha, more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Clyde McFadder had the right intentions selling the Drifters' name to George Treadwell upon being drafted in 1954. However, this precipitated a flood of personnel changes for years before the entire group was fired and an entirely new group, which happened to have Benny King, was hired. But before George did, his 1958 lineup featuring Bobby Hendrix scored a hit with Lieber and Stoller's Drip Drop.
Drip, drip, drippity drop, drip. Drip, drippity drop.
Well, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Drip, drip, drippity drop.
Well, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Drip, drip, drippity drop.
I cried so hard, teardrops on my face.
Drip, drip, drippity drop.
Well, she packed up her clothes and she moved.
Drop.
Well, she
A Houston nightclub could be a chilly place for a guitarist, as you were liable to run into the icy stare of Johnny Guitar Watson, Gatemouth Brown, or the one they called the Iceman, cutting a number of tunes like Frosty, Snow Cone, Frostbite, and Defrost. Exactly how his frigid disposition came to be is unknown, but it started with a cool instrumental for the Tiny Kangaroo label in 1958. From there, Albert Collins's output would chill for nearly 30 years before the masses warmed up to him. The Freeze. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Edward Lorenz. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. What is a Vandella? Well, if we are to believe such things, it's an amalgamation of Detroit's Van Dyke Street and Detroit's Chanteuse Della Reese. For Motown, it represented the label's first Grammy nomination when Martha Reeves and Vandella's Annette Beard and Rosalind Ashford scorched the charts with 1963's Heat Wave.